Area 54. Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. That was Eric Hilton, one half of Thievery Corporation, doing a song called Cassette d'Afrique. It's off the Impossible Silence. And Warpain played a song called Champion. It's off the album Radiate Like This. Japanese Breakfast played Posing in Bondage, off the album Jubilee. And then Odessa, songs called Love Letter, featuring the Knox there. And Ron Trent before that, a song called Flos Potentias, featuring Krongbin. And start off the whole set with Cha. Cool song by Cha called Giving Up.
Yeah, this is off of a forthcoming album, finally. So the full-length album's coming out in October. I was like, oh, shoot, that's a long ways away. But then I realized, I mean, we're almost in July.
Yeah,
it's like,
I guess it's not that far away in Era 54 right years.
Right around, yeah, seriously, in our years. Next show will be October. But a lot of new music here. This around Trent. Everybody's using Krongbin now, it seems like, for music. And yeah. Odessa's new album's coming out. Warpaint's brand new album's coming out. Eric Hilton's got a forthcoming album coming out.
Of course he does.
Yep. This is off the... We're going to play a track off the forthcoming album. And he's going to go more trip-hop on this new album.
I like it. I like it. You know, what would you do, you know, if you were... decided not to tour with your band and owned 7 restaurants during COVID. Just make a bunch of albums, right?
he's probably just sitting in the studio tweaking some knobs and making music.
He just went back to all his throwout tracks and made
good. All the old samples. So it's like, okay, let's play around with this. It's just, it sounds like, you know, the mellow old Thievery Corporation. If you love that, which I do, all those albums are great.
Yeah.
The last two solo albums. I've got this new single we're going to play for you. Not... couple sets later, we're going to play this song for you from Eric Hilton. But for you Thievery Corporation fans, you're going to love it. Go back to trip hop. I bet your trip hop will be back in style again, right? So it's been like 30 years. So it's just a cycle.
Yeah, I think it should come back. And they should just use the name, not give it a new name either.
Kids will love it, right? Because they'll feature it in like Stranger Things, and all of a sudden it's like the newest thing.
That's right.
My goodness, Kate Bush is amazing.
New artist, Kate Bush.
Yeah.
I'm really glad. That was actually a really good choice, you know, on the music people there, because that song is a great song. You got to admit.
Oh, no, the whole album is great, right? So when I tell the people, like, no, you need to listen to the album because there's a story in the whole album that kind of putting together. That was a good song, but you know, Hounds of Love is really good. Cloud Bursting, tons of great music on that album. And even the, you know, the albums before that and the ones after that.
She probably, you know, deserved more recognition in her time than she got. But we all loved her back then. She didn't have the commercial success she should have had, but now maybe she will.
Oh, I don't know. I don't agree with that at all. I think she did pretty well. You know, she was niche, but I think she did really well.
Probably a good place for her. She's probably happy being in that area, though. She didn't want to be poppy.
The only thing I find interesting is this, that gal has her Walkman with the tape, right?
Yeah.
Of Hounds of Love, but it's always that song that shows up, right?
Yeah.
And that she has to listen to. She has to listen to her favorite song, but you think she would like the whole album, so she could probably play, like, any song off that album, but they... clearly only bought the rights for one song.
Yeah, well, you know, that's... they were on a budget.
That's me being picky, right? I was like, God, pick something else off the album. She's got the whole cassette in there, in her Walkman, you know? It's like, it happens to be just that song that comes on every time. It's amazing, but...
Yeah. All right, let's play some music. What do we got?
The reason I'm talking about that is, especially if you're playing cassette, it would be really hard to fast forward to just the exact song, wouldn't it?
It would.
Not like it is nowadays where you just say, I want that song.
I used to make little pen marks on my cassettes, though. Never got it right.
You made pen marks on your cassette?
Yeah.
Oh,
my favorite song was.
Oh, as far as how far you have to wind it?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
You didn't use a timer?
No, I just used a pencil.
And then people erased your pencil marks just to mess with you, huh?
Yeah. No, I just would wind with my pencil.
Oh, to the where you wanted it? Yeah, that's good. All right, let's play some music here. We got some Chris Liebing queued up here. We're going to play Circles. It's Jim Mike with you.